Traveler's Journal, May 22nd. Entranced by Banff. Canada's first national park was organized more than a century ago by Canadian Pacific Railroad interests to attract people to scenically situated hot springs 70 miles west of Calgary, Alberta. Banff is the best known of the gems in the natural necklace of wilderness parks that grace the slopes and valleys of the Canadian Rockies. The village of Banff still ranks as Canada's leading tourist attraction. Few places in the world can match its setting, amid snow-capped peaks and shimmering glacial lakes. The Bow River tumbles right through town, teeming with trout. Since it's in a national park, Banff's development has been tightly controlled. The town is a hive of activity and the hub of dozens of hiking trails. In summer, Banff is packed with people, yet it's still so close to nature, elk frequent the Banff Springs golf course, along with the occasional bear. Two gondolas whisk sightseers to the top of nearby Sulphur Mountain, where most inhale the incomparable view and grab the next ride down. Walking down is also very nice. In winter, which can last until May, resorts at nearby Lake Louise and Kananaskis offer lots of skiing and some of Canada's best snow. Banff's three nature museums make rainy day diversions. A huge variety of high-quality culture is available at the Banff Center, from music and drama to mountain studies. And the grand old Banff Springs Hotel is a world-class facility. Though pricey, its rooms are a relative bargain this time of year, considered to be the shoulder season between winter and summer. Tomorrow, we'll visit a less-known gem in the Canadian Rockies. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.